Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Monday, July 29th, 2024. Pre-market report, people. Are you watching? Are you watching what's happening here with regard to the debt market, more specifically the 10-year yield? This is a screenshot from this morning. It is in free fall. Who's buying all the debt? Really, honestly, people, we need to sit back for a moment and consider what is happening here. This is not, no way, no how, the average guy, the average girl, the average investor, or even the investment banks that are buying all of this debt, pushing this 10-year yield down. Like, this is a phenomenon that we've been witnessing now for quite a while. This is the Federal Reserve, okay? They may talk a big game how, we may be cutting rates sometime soon. Have you been seeing what bond yields are doing as of late? This is the Fed. They're buying it all. How do I say this to you? Maybe if you're new here, I don't know, but understand what you are looking at, okay? The truth is always in your face. We can hear rhetoric, nonsense, garbage, whatever. Okay, the fact of the matter is, we just have to be smarter. They think we're all stupid. Do you understand that? They believe, those that run the system, those that are feeding us the garbage via the propaganda ministry, the CNBCs, the Bloombergs, the Fox business, they think that we are too stupid to just see what's going on here with regard to not just the 10-year yield. People, look. The 10-year yield is the benchmark. It's really what everything is based off of. However, you do need to watch the entire yield curve in order to witness or see the action that we are seeing right now. It would cost trillions of dollars. This is the Fed printing cash, adding it to a digital screen, and getting into the market and make it happen. People, you know this better than anybody. When any central bank says, hey, everyone, you know what we're going to do? We're going to lower rates. It just doesn't happen by decree. It doesn't happen by waving a magic wand or whispering some secret phrase. No, it happens by them getting into the market, which means they got to create cash currency out of nothing and get into the market and buy the debt. Now, let me explain something to you that's about to happen here. Okay. The Fed is already in the market lowering rates. When they make the official announcement that they're going to start cutting rates, they're already doing it. When they make that announcement, it really what it does is they're giving themselves the permission to buy even more. Again, how does a central bank lower rates? They have to create cash out of nothing, get into the market, and buy the debt. Now, there's an interesting phenomenon occurring here. As you all know, and I discussed this from last week, we are now entering a period of time where it's very volatile. A lot of volatility in the markets, but we're also moving right up into the presidential selection. There will be no election. Okay, understand that, and you're going to be a lot better off. Okay, period, the end. We don't get to choose. They choose. And in my view, based upon everything I see, they've already made their selection here. And I did a whole paper on this. It's obviously Donald Trump here. That's what the market wants. That's what the market's going to get. And you can see this reflected not just in with regard to what's happening here in the debt market. This is Trump being priced in. This is the Fed making it easier as well as they move forward cutting rates. What does Trump want? He wants lower rates. He wants to, in many ways, empower the Federal Reserve. Okay, you don't want to hear it. You're a big Trump supporter, and he's the greatest man that has ever been born in the history of the world. He's sent from the divine here. Okay, the Fed here realizes they're going to have an ally in the White House. An ally like you can't believe. And also, I mean, you know, look, we all know we're going to a central bank digital currency. Trump is the guy. Trump vows to build a U.S. Bitcoin reserve, and the cryptocurrency space is cheering. Bitcoin is now just under 70 grand, and this is going to be again. People are going to look back upon this and say, I wish I would have bought it then. It's always the same story. Unfortunately, most people can't recognize opportunity, even when it's shoved into their face. They can't get it. They won't get it. They refuse to get it, but they'll stay in that dollar. They'll get up every day, okay, and work for the privilege to borrow those dollars from the Federal Reserve. They're not yours. These are central bank issued notes. If whatever central bank you live under or under their rule in the world here, you don't own those bills. Do you think you work to own those? Are yours? These are mine. These are my bills. No, they're not yours. They're owned by the issuing central bank and owed back to the issuing central bank plus interest they create out of nothing. You don't own them. You work for the right or the privilege to borrow them. Congratulations here. Make this stuff up, man. I tell you, you can't do it. But these people refuse to see opportunity here. They own this. They have an opportunity to own it, but they don't want it. They'd rather work to borrow those central bank issued notes. Congratulations to you, because I'll tell you why. There's always two sides of a trade. There's going to be winners, and there's going to be a lot of losers here. People like me and you, my lions out here, who understand where opportunity is. When you have a guy who's telling you what's going to happen, and he's going to be selected as of right now. You know how many subs I've lost by saying this? Look, I understand how polarizing politics is. The great dividers are two things, religion and politics, okay? And people, you know, by their gut feelings or whatever they feel, they don't look at what the facts are. That again, you can wish and hope and pray all you want, okay? The way of the world is, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. And the situation is what it is. And if you don't get hip to that, then I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, I hate to see how many people are going to lose here moving forward. But I guess that's just the way it is. Again, you got to have winners, you got to have losers. And unfortunately, a lot of you people who don't see opportunity are going to lose. Especially, you know how many people write to me and tell me how wrong I am about silver, how wrong I am about gold? Well, we are entering a magnificent period of distortions in price action with regard to every single asset across the board. Let me show you something here. With regard to the 10-year yield cratering like this, this is epic. Epic. Look at this trend here, okay? It's all reflected here in the MMRI, now just below 270. This is, again, this is not just squiggly lines. This is not just numbers that are color-coded. No, this couldn't be easier for you to understand, okay? This is free to you. MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, link below. What you're seeing here, which is you're not supposed to see, is the Fed buying all the debt, is the Fed weakening the dollar. And this, people, is opportunity across the sky, under the ocean, in the universe, wrapped around the moon, and everywhere else you want to look at. Meaning, okay, even though we're entering this period of volatility, which started on Tuesday, it's going to last another month, the Fed's pumping the debt market, they're buying it all. The more debt that the Fed buys here, the wider the doorway opens for cash to make its way into risk assets. In other words, inflating a stock market bubble beyond what we have now. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? And even though the market is in an epic bubble, we've never seen anything like it. There's never been a time in the history of the world where we have seen a greater distortion in the price action of assets because of the action that central banks have taken here in the debt market. Again, you know better than anybody, if you follow this blog, what is the goal of every central bank in the world, and they work together. Why do you think there are central banks all over this globe? You think they're put there just strategically because they're very nice people and they're looking out for you? No, because it's a global takeover. They've established their bases. Think of it as an army, okay? Central banks have established their bases all over the world in every continent. You understand? And they're in a takeover mode here. They already control the monetary system, period, of the entire world. They run the economies of the world, the markets, the financial system itself. Their goal here is to own it all, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. Sound familiar? I've only told you this a million times. So the central banks have established their bases around the world, and you and I are being crushed under them, again, as the wealth is pushed right up to the 1 and 2%. Again, trickle-down economics. This is what Trump is pulling. He's trying to convince you, Trump, that trickle-down economics works. So is Kaka Kamala. They're saying the same thing, that trickle-down economics works. In other words, let's make the rich richer. Let's make them more powerful. And by doing so, you're going to benefit from that. If you buy that, then I don't know what to tell you. Then you need to unsubscribe today and go someplace else because you don't have a functioning brain cell. And I need thinkers here. I need lions here. I need people who understand what's happening. You get it? Anyway, this period of volatility that we're in right now, with the Fed buying all the debt like they are now, keeping bond yields suppressed. Oh, they're not cutting rates, but they're buying all the debts, all the debt, and they're suppressing rates. Okay, it's a joke, and the joke is on them, not on us, because we know what's going on here. It's going to be very difficult for this market to drop with the Fed buying it all. You understand? This, again, people, look at this. This is a visual representation of what's happening here. And the lower this goes, a few things are going to happen here. Again, that doorway opens up for cash to make its way into the stock market. The lower this goes, the more on sale the price of precious metals go. For those of you out here who keep telling me, Greg, you're so wrong on gold, you're so wrong on silver, what do you want to do here? You don't see these things as anti-debt units? Then you're really lost. Again, look, this is real money. This has been real money for thousands of years. If you want to be on the same page as former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke, who said that the central banks hold this stuff for tradition, then I really think you're brain dead. I don't know what to tell you. The more debt that is issued, the more you have to be on the opposite side of that trade. And that is here. Okay, it's also in commodities across the board because commodities are real things. Eventually, people, this freak show, this bubble, there's no words to describe the situation that we're in. This hyper bubble in debt here is obviously the reason why we're seeing inflation surge around the world. And central banks have known this since day one. A central bank's goal is one thing, to inflate, okay, period. You take that power away from a central bank and they lose. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen under Trump or Harris if it's selected. No matter what happens here, two things are going to happen. I covered this yesterday in my Markets to Look Ahead. Massive currency devaluation. How do you, when a central bank creates cash out of nothing to buy all the debt, you're not supposed to know this, but it's inflationary. They're issuing debt through one door. How do they issue that debt? By creating cash. Central bank issued notes are units of debt, people. They are units of debt. They are units of wealth. So they're issuing debt through one door, and then they're buying it back through another. This vicious cycle, they're buying it back via buying all the debt, okay, that they're issuing through one door. Currency is a unit of debt. All of it. This mechanism, this revolving door, this is all they're doing here, is massively inflationary. Henceforth, why? We just, by their own numbers, here in the United States, inflation has risen 2.5% year over year. It's not going to stop, but you're going to hear the propaganda. It's cooling. It's tame. It is not. It continues to rise, but the mainstream media has got the people by the balls, and they believe everything that they hear. Do you understand that? It's unbelievable. But with that, too, people, the opportunities are everywhere. Obviously, it's in precious metals across the board. Silver, my favorite asset of all time, bar none. But it is also here. It is also here. Trump vows to build a Bitcoin reserve. If you don't believe that that's... Look, I don't care what you do, quite honestly. All right, I'm just telling you what people with a few functioning brain cells should be doing. If you don't have any, your loss, our gain. You understand that? But here's an opportunity for everybody to win. Not just with crypto, but with gold and silver and commodities and this market. Name another group of people besides you and me who have called this market better. Name it. Name one person. You ain't going to find it anywhere. Anyway, like I said, it's kind of amazing how many people have unsubscribed from this channel. As I've been explaining, that it looks like the presidential selection is over here. I already told you before this assassination attempt that it was going to be Trump. The market's telling us still. And I promise to tell you, it's not because I want the guy to win or I want anyone to win. I don't believe in this system at all. I think this is the most freakish system that's ever been created in the history of the world, and we have no say-so. That's my take on it. You're entitled to your own. If you believe your vote counts, good for you. I guess you didn't learn anything from the last selection either. What can I tell you? Okay, some people could see this, to tell them that the sky is blue or water is wet, and they won't believe it, but that's okay too. Again, you need some people that are really dumb on one side of the equation, so the people that are smarter can capitalize on that. And that's just the way it is here, unfortunately. And if this is too harsh for you, I don't know what to tell you either, because Greg Mannarino is a guy that's going to give it to you straight and hard as he possibly can, maybe to wake some of you up. I know that I can't do that, but I'm trying my best out here. Anyway, stock futures this morning are pointing to a higher open pretty much across the board, and that's on the back of this. Bitcoin nearing 70,000, and that ain't nothing. Nothing as to where we're eventually going here. The meltdown of the debt market is going to be a moment in time where literally people's heads are going to spin around like The Exorcist. Cash is just going to bleed out of the debt market. And you're going to see a spike in not just the 10-year yield, but the whole entire yield curve as debt sells off that you're not going to believe. You're going to see pressure on stock markets of the world unlike anything you've ever seen before. In the history of the world, the cash is just going to move from one set of assets into another. And for those of you that hate gold and silver, and I hear from you every freaking day, you want to keep telling me how much you hate it and how wrong I am, you keep doing that. All right? We'll see who's right in the end. And I'm going to be laughing. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be laughing. Unfortunately, I don't mean to laugh directly. You know, I do mean to. I will be laughing at those of you who have been telling me how wrong I am. Telling people that I should be buying gold and silver and even Bitcoin or even staying long this market, although my lions have ripped the face clean off of this market for years. Who's laughing? Me. That's who's laughing. My lions are laughing. I'm going to laugh even more moving forward. I can promise you that. All right, people, look, that's where we stand today here. Please get the video out there. Share it. I do want to hear from you, and I can only imagine how beautiful the comments are going to be. But anyway, regardless, I got everyone's back. Even those people here that don't like this guy, I got your back too. One day you'll come around, at least I hope so. If not, that's okay too. All right, look, I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I mean this with all I got, people. I love all of you, and I got your back. If you don't think I got your back, I don't know what to tell you there either. I think my track record, our track record speaks for itself. We have each other's backs. That's why we are winning. This is a channel for winners. You get it? I think you do. Love you a lot. See you later.